producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. I literally come from you in deep in the heart of Texas from FEMA Region 6 in occupied territory. Hey, we should come in with a Red Dawn intro with Anthony Gagliardi in the next segment. Let's jam in some more calls. Denise in Texas, FEMA Region 6. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Thanks for taking my calls. Listen, the Pope, I wanted to talk about it because I was listening to your insider from Italy there, and he seemed a little over-the-top demonizing the Pope, and it makes me think, like, you know, this kind of worship that we saw that was scary and all the bright faces, millions of them out there just for a little tiny glimpse of the Pope and the adulation and all this, and then him demonizing. And you have to go, okay, wait a minute. Like, look at this from a PR perspective. Back in 2000, the Vatican published a study, and they expected their major growth in the next millennia to be from Latin America. Now, they're putting all their Catholic charities' efforts pretty much towards building that population, including, yes, bringing them here so it finances on our back. That also keeps their base here because, being conservative, they lost a lot of people with, you know, their stance against birth control.
No, I get it. Acting liberal, they can sell. We need to educate Latin Americans that communism is a Ford Foundation weapon to keep them down. And look, I may have gone too far in some cases going after the Pope because I feel guilty that I didn't criticize some of the political aspects of Catholicism previously enough. And then now it's so naked that it's got to be exposed. I can see the temporal political things that the Pope's doing from the perspective of the Catholic Church. But if the Catholic Church continues on as a globalist organ, it really died. It doesn't survive. You see what I'm saying?
I think what it's going to be doing, though, is looking to align itself with whoever is globalism out there. And right now, I think that that's the fact that your insider from there is saying that, you know, Putin, he's casting Putin as like an, you know, the outsider against globalism. I think that's not so. I think that it's up for grabs, and that's why, you know, Russia and Iran are aligning, and the Pope comes.
Oh, you're right. There is a major global power struggle about who will dominate a new bipolar world, moving from a unipolar world where the United States was the center of power.
Well, the thing is, China never got factored in, and now you see they're stepping up with Russia, and it's been going on for more than a decade, you know.
It took hard work by the people running the U.S. to drive Russia and China into each other's arms and screw up the U.S. I mean, I'm saying this is sabotage by design, what they're doing. I appreciate your call. God bless you. Our government is running al-Qaeda and ISIS. The whole world's learning about it to hurt the United States. The globalists want to bring this country down, and they're doing it from within and without, and it makes me want to throw up. What scum traitors. Randy in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, now that you've got a satellite uplink, are you going to try to get the show on DirecTV or Dish Network?
Yes, I have just been resting since getting all this launched. We already have some TV stations and cable systems picking it up. Now I've got to start the drive to promote that to the stations to get it picked up and then to reach other platforms. So, yes.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. Thank you very much, Alex, and keep up the good work.
God bless you, Randy. Thanks for putting up with me. Believe me, half the time I sound like a babbling idiot up here because it's exhausting, but at least I mean well. Alex in Kentucky, last caller. Sorry to the others. Go ahead.
For taking my call. I wanted to say that I've seen, since I've been watching you, maybe the past 4 months, there's been more attacks about Alex Jones, about your website, about all these stupid things that you're a Russian agent or a Zionist agent. People that get caught up in that, number one, they don't understand the full power structure. These people like Rockefeller, you know, who they think are Zionists, or the people in charge of all the media and banks, they're not real Jews. Okay, just like the Pharisees weren't real Jews. Just like the Pope's not a real Christian. Okay,
you know, Alex, you can come back and finish this with Gucciardi if you want, because it's an important subject, and I can't cut you off. And Brian and Rich, if you guys want to hold, I'm sure Gucciardi don't want to take your calls. The attacks on us are from all different quarters because most of it's stirred up by the establishment because we're bringing people together around free market and around family and around sovereignty. That's why they want to get us fighting in little subgroups.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with Music and the Truth Until Dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
But they took a lot of people away. People that they thought were going to make trouble for them. People that had guns or things they wanted, they just took them away.
Where?
Re-education camps, that's what they call it.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
I have decided we really need camps for adults.
And we need to find camps that you all run.
All persons of Japanese descent were required to register. Now they were taken to racetracks and fairgrounds where the Army almost overnight had built assembly centers.
Come on, I'm a star citizen. I refuse
pleased to recognize you guys.
What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
These people are radicalized, and they don't support the United States, and they're disloyal to the United States. It's our right and our obligation to segregate them from the normal community.
It's what we're doing here, and let's not kid about it. We're building a domestic army because the government is afraid of its own citizens.
Put your gun down, really?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Are you some kind of a constitutionalist?
So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, and I'll be your host for the rest of the show. We've got a lot of interesting news to cover, including some news that Joe Biggs is going to come in and talk about from a firsthand experience as well, about how ISIS could be gaining nuclear capabilities, and they claim that they're going to wipe out millions through some type of religious cleansing ceremony by using nuclear weapons. We're also going to talk about how the mainstream media is dying. We have some victory stories, some good news, some inspirational news, some new Gallup polls that show that trust in Congress is completely decimated. The mainstream media is dying. Alternative media is rising. And we're going to talk about how finally scientists are admitting that obesity and diabetes and a number of other conditions are actually a result of the chemicals that you're being exposed to on a daily basis. First, I'd like to get right into this new Gallup poll, which is exciting stuff. And we've seen this pretty much every single year they do one on this subject. Headline, America's trust in media remains at historic low. This is from Gallup directly, just came out. 4 in 10 Americans trust the mass media, only 4, ties 2014 and 2012 for the lowest trust level in Gallup's trend. Younger Americans less likely than older to trust the media. It says, 4 in 10 Americans say they have a great deal or fair amount of trust and confidence in the mass media to report on the news fully, accurately, and fairly. So it ties in with the past couple years. So about 4 in 10 Americans actually trust the mainstream media. And, you know, I went to CNN. I read this Gallup poll, and I decided, well, you know, I'm going to go to CNN and see how much I trust the mainstream media, which, of course, is not much. But I did discover key breaking news under their featured news section, such as Facts of Life star Kim Fields joins Real Housewives of Atlanta. That is, of course, essential breaking news. Don't worry about ISIS getting nuclear weapons or some type of event inside the United States or really anything that's important. You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and what you have, a beloved sitcom Schoolgirls and their house mother. Let's see what the ladies have been up to since the show, 1988. Wow. Key news. Second piece of key news from the mainstream media, which no one trusts anymore. Again, this is under featured news on CNN.com. LL Cool J's son, Najee Smith, arrested after a restaurant fight. LL Cool J's son was arrested early Tuesday in New York after a fight in a restaurant where two law enforcement sources, blah, blah, blah. Wow. Really important news. Thank you, mainstream media. It's no surprise and no wonder that so many people are turning to real independent news media and tired of the mainstream media. Every single time we turn on the television or we go to websites like CNN, there's some important news mixed in, but it always seems like the celebrity culture and the gossip culture and whatever the weirdness of the day is mixed in with the top stuff. And there's nothing wrong with looking at the celebrity culture or the fun, weird, silly news or whatever that sometimes populates some of the websites that we all visit. There's nothing wrong with that. But when they mix in things like LL Cool J's son being arrested next to ISIS purportedly
getting ready to kill millions of people, that's a little bit of a disconnect. And, of course, the fact that we all know the mainstream media is feeding us a bunch of horse manure. But Gallup didn't stop there. Here's another poll, and this seems to be the same thing over and over again. Majority of Americans see Congress as out of touch and corrupt. Gee, you think? However likely drama over to fund the government passed September 30 unfolds, most Americans appear to have little faith in most lawmakers to do the right thing. Yeah, most lawmakers are corrupt, out of touch, and favor special interests, according to the poll. 48% say their own representative is out of touch. 32% say their own member is corrupt. And obviously, there is massive amounts of corruption, but that's admitted because insider trading is allowed. The fact of the matter is that we have lost faith in our so-called government. We have lost faith in our so-called electives, you know, our elected individuals that are supposed to represent us in all of our ways and our thoughts and our desires. There's no question that there is an ideological collapse of America that has already begun. Whether or not that will follow with a physical type of economic collapse or whatever, the ideology of America has already collapsed. And that's why so many of us are waiting for a catalyst to really begin. And speaking of catalysts, we're going to talk in the bottom of the hour with Joe Biggs about some of these articles. And he has some insider information about when he was in Afghanistan and Iraq on interacting with some of these extremist, crazy people. ISIS nuclear weapons. This is from HNGN. Terrorist group plans to kill hundreds of millions in largest religious cleansing in history, says report. ISIS is planning to use nuclear weapons to launch a global assault on anyone who holds differing religious beliefs, all in the name of worshiping Allah, according to German journalist Jürgen Totenhofer, who in 2014 was the first Western reporter allowed to embed with a terrorist outfit and live to tell about it, spending 10 days in northern Iraq with its fighters. So we're going to talk about that, too. A Western journalist spent 10 days with ISIS, apparently, and he has some stories to tell about it and their plans to do all this madness. And we'll talk about how Putin says that's basically just American-backed BS. Another report from IBT, International Business Times, Islamic State nuclear weapons. ISIS claims it can smuggle devices through Nigeria, Mexico, to the United States, and that was on June 3rd, 2015. ISIS nuclear weapon, Islamic State claims it can buy nukes from Pakistan within a year in Propaganda Magazine. That was from May 23, 2015. So this has been going on for a very long time. Later, towards the end of the hour, we're also going to speak to Paul Joseph Watson, who was sick today, so I decided to fill in for him. And he's going to come and host the show tomorrow, but he's also going to talk about some of the breaking and exclusives that he's got tomorrow and reveal a little bit of it today at the end of the hour as well. So let's get into some more news and also talk about, there was a caller that was on hold. Unfortunately, he dropped. I wanted to talk to him. He had called into Alex right before we jumped over to the overdrive hour and was talking about people that just attack everybody. And without getting into any specifics of who he was talking about or anything like that, he did it pretty cordially. He said, you know, there's people that will just attack anybody with a message. And I find that you make yourself a target when you decide to have an opinion. Because if you think about all the historical figures, all the powerful figures that we all know today, whether you believe in them or not, whether it's Jesus or Gandhi or Buddha or anyone that you believe to be, you know, have done an amazing things and really stood for something, what happened to them? Well, they were harassed or tortured or killed or at least made fun of and insulted in numerous different ways and hated to this day. Because you will find that when you stand for something, others will, at the most base levels of their humanity, for some reason, hate you. And there are people that all they want to do is kind of like if you were able to sprout wings and fly away and fly high and have an amazing life, they would just pull on those wings and pull you down to the ground just because they don't have wings. And when you decide to enter the so-called arena of information and talk about these kind of things, talk about the mainstream media dying and talk about the real information in the news and the life-saving stuff, talking about avoiding the chemicals that give you cancer, talking about all that kind of stuff, there's always going to be a core group that will incessantly want to attack you and bring you down. And the caller was kind of touching on some of those things about total negativity and toxic people. I think it's in all branches. But really, when you make the decision to make yourself a figure of truth and a figure of anything. And we all make mistakes. We all have our own issues, right? We're all a little messed up in some ways, but we try our best overall to help people, and that's what matters most. And when you do that, you make yourself a serious target of all forms of attacks from mentally ill people, from people that are hurting themselves, from people that really don't know what's going on. And at the end of the day, that, I think, is an important thing to consider. We'll be back. We're going to talk to Joe Biggs, not in this next segment, but in the next segment, we're going to cover all the news, more about ISIS, bans on GMO crops in the EU, more victory news, more good news. Stay tuned.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hcfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hcfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hcfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Welcome Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is the fourth hour overdrive. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, your host for the rest of the hour. And you know, if you think about life just 100 years ago and how different it is today in the ways that were inconceivable at the time, and the predictions of flying cars and total insanity and how wrong they were, it really puts into perspective how we don't know what's going to happen even in the next few decades. Because of the time spiral system that we're all familiar with, technology has advanced in such a way that 2030 and 2040, I believe, would be similar to 1800 and 1900, just because of the advancements in technology that we're now seeing. This article from the Telegraph caught my eye. Very interesting. Very demented. By 2050, human-on-robot sex will be more common than human-on-human sex, says report. A shocking new report from a futurologist reveals predictions about the future of sex and robots. Pretty graphic, so I don't want to get totally into it, but says, can you imagine having sex with a humanoid robot? Apparently, this will be the norm in a few short decades. Dr. Ian Pearson has released a report which he predicts the future of sex. I don't think it's possible to predict the future up to 2050 because of the massive advancements in technology. I remember there's a project, I think it's called the 2055 Project, I could be wrong, and it says that by 2020 we'll start having artificial bodies, and by about 2050 we'll hit complete singularity. I don't really see that as the case. I think it'll take a bit longer than that because of the political fight for, you know, against artificial intelligence, but it is pretty insane. It's like the movie Ex Machina, which is a great movie, where essentially a tech founder that's very similar to Google starts a sex robot company and starts taking over with these concepts, and it basically he can't keep up with it, and the AI system he created becomes so intelligent that it eventually kills him. Some interesting stuff. But I want to open up the phone lines and take some calls. I also want to talk about some victory and some good news. Austria and Italy celebrate bans on GMO crops with EU opt-out. Austrian Health Minister Sabine Oberhauser and a number of Italian ministers have confirmed that both countries are officially requesting an opt-out from growing 8 varieties of GMOs permitted or to be set permitted at the EU level. So they're basically opting out, saying, we don't want to grow this, we don't want this, it's a huge victory. Even if you support GMOs, it's a huge victory because they're saying, hey, we're our own individual countries and we're going to do what we want. Let's jump into some calls before the next segment when Joe Biggs is going to talk about the latest developments of ISIS and how they apparently have nuclear weapons and want to kill millions of people in total insanity. And we're going to talk about his experience in Afghanistan and Iraq with some extremists. Let's jump right into Mike from Tennessee. He wants to talk about war with big media, which ties in with the Gallup poll earlier that mainstream media is dying. What's up, Mike?
Hey, can you hear me?
I absolutely can, loud and clear.
Well, I got a small bone to pick with Alex Jones. I was hoping to get to talk to him because of this bone to pick, because the other day when he talking about the, you know, the war on mainstream media versus, or I mean, I'm sorry, the war versus the media, the war versus the press, and he doesn't bring up the death of Michael Hastings. And I've always wanted to know more about that whole story. I mean, I know pretty much what is out there to know, but I don't understand, you know, I would like to know the Rolling Stones' point of view. How come they don't come to the defense of Michael Hastings and say anything about this battle that he lost?
Well, wasn't Biggs, I'm going to ask the producers because I'm not 100% clear on this, wasn't Biggs pretty close, or wasn't he pretty close to Michael Hastings? Yeah, well, it's funny you bring that up because Biggs is about to join us next segment. He was extremely close, and I'm pretty sure he did a couple hours about all the inside details, and it was released, wasn't it? Yeah, he knew his family. He knew his family really well, so we can ask him that question too. But yes, definitely an interesting case. Well, thank you for your call. Mike, let's talk to Rich in New York. Rich, you've been holding for a while. How's it going?
Yeah, what's up, Gooch?
Listen, hey,
Obama said we need a civilian, army as big as the one we have. He's right, but we need one. We, InfoWars, the Liberty Movement. This the Minutemen, that should return. You know, we need some kind of force on the ground the same way they have. You know, we need a little intimidation here. You know what I'm saying? Because just knowing is great and just spreading the word is great. But we need boots on the ground, you know, to do things. We need to be proactive in this more.
So you mean like a team on the ground telling people what's going on, or are you talking about like an armed revolution? Because I think really the battle is, And I can see the statistics on social media with my pages and other pages and Alex's pages. There's such a massive reach. I mean, Alex, his page alone, I think, reaches 1.6 billion. The fight is online. The fight is already there. People starting blogs, posting things, is spreading the word, but it's also doing more than that. It really results and translates to real action. Thank you so much for your call. We're going to come back with Joe Biggs, talk about ISIS, apparently going to wipe out millions of people with their stolen nukes and total insanity. We'll be back. Thanks a lot. We'll also take some more of your calls later in the show and premiere what's going to come out tomorrow. Thanks a lot.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to be able to bring you the hands-down best deal we've ever offered on high-quality storable foods. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. For a limited time until October 1st, they're allowing us to offer the lowest price on food they've ever given to the public. Now is the time in the next week to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. You've only got until October 1st to take advantage of these introductory offers. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show Overdrive. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, and we're about to talk about some really interesting news. And we've got Joe Biggs here, who's Staff Sergeant. He was in Afghanistan, Iraq. He's got some news to talk about on breaking news on ISIS, and I've got some stacks of news here, too. But I want to hear his personal take on this and what he's really experienced firsthand when he was over there. But here's the headline. ISIS nuclear weapons terrorist group plans to kill hundreds of millions in largest religious cleansing in history, says report. And then previously we have ISIS claims it can smuggle devices through Nigeria, Mexico to the United States. ISIS nuclear weapon, Islamic State claims it can buy nukes from Pakistan within a year. In their propaganda magazine. Might just be completely contrived lies, but Joe Biggs, what do you think?
I mean, it's definitely possible. You know, we definitely created these guys by going in and invading Iraq based off lies, we created a radical Islam to say. I mean, imagine near home, you've already got a problem with the Taliban, you know, these other groups out there that are very extreme, which really represent a 1% of Islam. And they can't stand those guys. But then you have Western allies come in and start bombing the hell out of your town. Who are you going to hate more, the fear of the boogeyman or the actual boogeyman who's dropping bombs and taking your family out? And that's how that's how you create this radical Islam. These guys are sitting around like, man, I hate ISIS. Now all of a sudden they're getting bombed and they're losing their families. They're like, well, you know what? ISIS might not be as bad. Let's go join them. The West is really pissing me off. And that's kind of what's happened. So what I want to talk about is a book that Jürgen Todenhofer wrote. It's called Inside IS, 10 Days Inside the Islamic State. Now, this is a German reporter who embedded with the Islamic State for 10 days. He's the only Western journalist to live and come out of it alive. He got back a little bit less than a year ago when he wrote this book. And basically what he said is the terrorists plan on killing several hundred million people. The West is drastically underestimating the power of ISIS. And I know anytime we post or say anything about ISIS, don't you mean the CIA? Don't you mean that? And they have to hear that same little story all the time by people. Yeah, we know it. It's just like if I'm a man, I have my wife, we have a kid. I can control what my kid does up until a certain age, but then it's an adult and can go do whatever it wants. All right, we might have started ISIS, but it's now grown into this super powerhouse, and it can basically do whatever it wants. It's broken away, but at the same time, even though it's broken away, and we know that our kid's doing bad, so to say the U.S. government's creation is doing bad, they're still arming these guys. Now, ISIS intends to get its hands on nuclear weapons, Todenhofer says. The group says that a nuclear tsunami will basically kill off a large population of people in this religious cleansing. And they now control a land greater in size than the United Kingdom and are supported by an almost ecstatic enthusiasm, the likes of which you've never seen in a combat zone. I've been in combat zones. I've seen the Afghan army operate. They're weak. They're not motivated. They get scared easily. The first time you have signs of someone who's bigger than them, they kind of back away and will give their arms off, like we're seeing with the rebels in Syria and so forth and so on. We're supposedly dropping these weapons, and what do? They give them to al-Nusra. They give them to ISIS, al-Qaeda, whoever, because these guys are bigger and stronger. So that's something that we have to stop doing. This whole funding these guys, this whole dropping ammo off and weapons to these guys isn't working, obviously.
And they raid the bases and just take it all. But my question is, so this guy, he's a Western journalist.
Mm-hmm.
Did he fly over there with the intention of getting in with ISIS or what?
Well, this is the thing. He flew over there and
he thought he was going to get killed.
He thought he would get killed, but he was planning on writing this book. He's written many books before about Iraq, the invasion with, you know, going in after Saddam Hussein. And he was given a letter. He said, I received a security guarantee from the caliphate. He's like, but obviously there was no way to find out if that was a guarantee. Now, after the fact that he's back, he says the guarantee turned out to be genuine, and the ISIS group stuck to their agreement during our visit to Mosul and Raqqa. He said, under that time, I was surveilled by the Secret Service and had to hand over my mobile phone and laptops from time to time so they could look through the pictures he'd taken, the video and all that. And then he said ISIS also went through his pictures and deleted some to protect the relatives of foreign fighters. That's what censorship is. Now, there's a copy in this
It almost sounds like a propaganda piece, though, to go over there. Oh, I was accepted. I'm not saying this is untrue. It's just, you know, playing devil's advocate here. Go over there, get taken in by ISIS for 10 days and come back and talk about how they're way more powerful than we thought. They could wipe out hundreds of millions of people. This is what they want to do. You know, I mean, is he not slanting it towards they're much greater than we thought or what?
I mean, it's possible. I mean, you got to think any time that anyone's been held by them for some time, when they get on video, you hear him saying, oh, the Islamic State's great,
mm-hmm.
this and that. He could have definitely been, you know, playing to their whole thing because he doesn't want to get killed, or they could have threatened his family. Who knows? At the same time, the Georgia Guidestones say that they want to take out a large population of the people. Maybe at the end of the day, this is their end game. They want to use this creation, ISIS, to wipe out a large population of people so they can do whatever it is they want to do.
Right, and as Alex said, of course, ISIS could just be a way of just blaming things on the ISIS group. You know, something bad happens, oh, it's ISIS. You know, a nuclear weapon goes off, it was ISIS. Anything.
Only when you have something bad going on, in the way that, you know, something's not working out the way you want it, you create another problem to take away from the other
problem.
And
everyone hates ISIS. There's no one that's going to say, well, ISIS isn't that bad. You know, ISIS is literally the devil in terms of the political spectrum. You know, ISIS is just the worst, most concentrated evil that could possibly exist.
and is tainting everything, like you were talking about earlier. Less than 1% of the Muslim community is actually radical, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But sorry, go on with all this.
Yeah, I mean, so I've been over there before, and like I said, I've seen how these people act. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, ISIS, these are a bunch of guys who are cave dwellers, they're idiots, they don't know what they're doing. No, they're usually pretty intelligent people. You know, the times that I was in the Khalsa province in Afghanistan, I was between FOB Salerno, which is a forward observation base, and Terrorist IEDC, and that's on the western part of Afghanistan on the Pakistan border. And we were doing a convoy from Salerno back to the D.C. where I live, and we caught three guys trying to emplace an IED, which is an improvised explosive device, like a car, a bomb they put in a road, a roadside bomb. And the guys that we stopped, we found, these guys were professors, they had degrees, they were scientists, you know, chemists, all this stuff. These weren't just random, they're trying to take our jobs, you know, like, yeah, you know, farmers out there.
But you think maybe the slant is that ISIS is these crazy losers that don't know what they're talking about. In reality, they might be a lot stronger than we think.
I think it is possible. I mean, because I've seen how it happens over there. When you go in and you start bombing a group of people, just imagine if people here started bombing us. People that we never even thought about. All of a sudden, your hate for the U.S. government or distrust in the U.S. government is going to start to go away. And you're going to start not being mad at them anymore. You're going to be mad at the bombs coming overhead that just took out your family. And that's what's happening. We've taken this distraction away and we've created another. So there's a whole lot of craziness going on out there. But, I mean, this guy wrote a really interesting piece talking about, like you said, that you know, he was able to spend 2 days in this ISIS reception camp close to the Turkish border. He said in those 2 days, each day there was about 50-plus people who came through. These people came from the U.S., England, Sweden, Russia, France, and Germany. So, yeah, you're going to get a lot of young kids that come out there that see this. It's this new trendy, cool thing to be part of the caliphate, apparently. And those are the ones that get killed off easy because most of those guys are probably idiots. But you're going to have a lot of people who have lived in those areas who are, you know, hardcore against ISIS, hardcore against the Taliban, insurgents, all that. And then all of a sudden they started getting bombed. And they're sitting there going, you know what? Screw this. I'm going to join these guys because at least I have a fighting chance. We already know the U.S. is giving them weapons. I'm going to have better weapons than the forces here in Iraq or the forces in Syria to fight against them. These guys are outnumbered. I mean, they've got more people. They're seizing oil fields. They're taking over airstrips. It seems like an attractive scenario.
So what's your take on ISIS claiming it can smuggle devices through Nigeria and Mexico and nuclear weapons and saying that it could, you know, eventually bring them to the United States and start blasting them off?
I mean, that's extremely possible. I mean, there's so many canals and tunnels from the Mexico to U.S. side. That's what the cartels use to smuggle this stuff. And anyone who thinks that a group like ISIS doesn't have the money to pay off a cartel just to let them look the other way or to help them get them through a tunnel, they're out of their mind. I've walked across the border dressed as an ISIS jihadi. I've walked across dressed in civilian attire. It's wide open. Now, given there are a lot of places where there's fences, but
that video is insane. Of you dressing up like Osama bin Laden, wasn't it?
No, Osama bin Laden was James O'Keefe. I dressed up like the ISIS jihadi with
you
the flag.
You dressed up like ISIS
and chopped off
beheaded. You had like a fake beheading, and you walked across the Mexico border, with screaming and everything, and no one said anything, huh?
Yeah.
No one even cared.
Nope. No helicopters coming in, no border patrol, no ICE agents, anything like that. Just walked across freely, didn't get bothered. Actually sat out there for a long time and filmed some other videos where I burned an ISIS flag, and you know, so.
And then you saw a bunch of presumably illegals smuggling drugs in a van, right?
And that was Laredo, Texas. Yeah, so I went down there the day before Trump was supposed to speak, and I went out to do a stand-up to talk about Trump coming in and his immigration policy, so to say, and how he wants to build this wall. And over my shoulder, there's seven guys coming across the Rio Grande with these huge satchels, and this red Suburban pulls up, trunk opens up, and these guys load in the drugs, jump back across. At that time, the Border Patrol had just driven away.
By the way, I said illegals. That, according to South Park's PC Principle, I don't know if you've seen that.
Oh, yes.
The great episode where it breaks down political correctness.
PC dude?
I actually should not have said illegals. I should have said undocumented citizens is what I should have said. And I apologize for that. I was not politically correct in that statement.
And you can't say businessman or businesswoman because that singles out
spokesman.
So you have to say spokesperson or business person because we live in a PC world now. Just like the kid who had the Confederate flag on his backpack and was kicked out because it's offensive.
And
let's lock the school down.
So I guess you've seen that episode, and I've seen the Trump episode too.
Yes.
I think the creators of that show are genius.
Oh, yeah.
And basically PC principal comes in, politically correct principal, and Cartman has said spokesman or something like that, and PC principal just beats him. It's actually inappropriate, but a great
episode. And then Kyle makes fun of Bruce Jenner, and that's the reason he gets 4 days attention because he didn't say Caitlyn Jenner because
was a hero.
Bruce.
He didn't say Caitlyn Jenner was a hero.
And because he said Bruce, too, as well.
Absolutely.
Because Bruce is, you know, homophobic, transphobic, misogynist, sexist.
The Caitlyn Jenner formerly known as Bruce.
Yeah.
She should take a line from Prince. And become.
And it's funny because they're sitting down and they've got like the whole fathers in, you know, South Park, and they're sitting there like, yeah, Caitlyn Jenner is a hero, a great
Caitlyn
person.
Caitlyn Jenner is a hero.
All right, guys, I'm doing a live Facebook mention.
Oh, look at that! It's Alex. He comes on in. He's doing Facebook mentions live. Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Did I tell you guys I was coming in here?
No.
No.
I saw what you were covering when I was in my office because I've got a TV on. Doing the fourth hour, and I got mad at myself. And this is something I preach at you guys all day about. But I tell you, when I preach at you, it's about me, too. I'm preaching to myself. We get this learned helplessness. We get this learned normalcy bias where we're around this news, this information so long, so intensely, that we get to where huge news doesn't even affect us. Like DARPA admitting this week, yeah, we put brain chips in people. Well, we've done that. You've heard the rumors. People called us kooks, now it's confirmed. Or them coming out admitting, okay, endocrine disruptors are causing massive cancer. That was in the news today. The fact that they're saying Armageddon, Holocaust, what was the other word Obama
ethnic
used?
Cleansing.
What was the word Obama used in his speech? Armageddon.
Apocalyptic.
That was an apocalyptic. And now they're saying ISIS may have nuclear weapons. Now they're saying ISIS may have dirty bombs. Our criminal hijacked government, not our general government, but the people at the top, created this group on record. We now have the former head of defense intelligence, the general, going public.
Talking to the mic, too.
All of this is happening. Oh, and of course, you guys are on air. I should be talking into the mic. Excuse me. The point is that I'm in there watching them, and like, there's Biggs and Gucciardi, because I'll let you guys pick whatever topic you want, covering what I should have been covering for 3 hours today. And it's the fact that American Jihad is top ISIS commander.
Yazidi slave
reveals that she was beaten and held captive by a U.S. citizen who directs attacks and keeps a vial of poison to kill himself if caught. But the point is, they've allowed a major infiltration. They said 6 months ago the immigrant wave would be about that. Here they are openly saying they're getting ready to nuke us, and I'm not even making a big deal out of this. I'm not saying nukes are coming. I'm saying the globalists are fully able to let a group do something like this or do it and blame it on them to bring in martial law and all the preparations we've seen. ISIS nuclear weapons, terrorist group plans to kill hundreds of millions in largest religious cleansing in history, says report. And what's crazy is everything ISIS keeps saying they're going to do, 100 times bigger than Al-Qaeda, literally, they're doing. They said 6 months ago, we're going to invade Europe in immigrant waves. It happened. They said we're going to attack Russia. It happened. We're going to attack France. It happened. We're going to attack America. It happened. So this isn't synthetic terror. These are real jihad groups funded and protected and nested in a nursery by the criminals that run our government. So I want to ask, what's their master plan? And, you know, Facebook mentions supposedly a deal just about your own personal life. Well, it is my personal life, damn it. I've got 3 children. I don't want them getting hit with a nuke. I'm in a major target with all these military bases. You're in a major target here in Austin. Guarantee Austin's a major target. Probably about number 3 or 4 after D.C., New York, or L.A. And the globalists have absolutely set this group up, hundreds of thousands of operatives, left the borders open to let them infiltrate. We're getting contacted, in fact, I forgot to tell you that, by high-level people. That's one reason they have the feds watching us, the bad feds, is they know a lot of good feds are aware of what's happening and have been exposing what's going on. But this is a crazy time to be alive right now. I'm going to go and finish a briefing for Facebook mentions, folks, and then people can find this feed at Infowars.com/show with Joe Biggs and Anthony Gucciardi. I'm going to throw it back to you, but I just normally would run around and say, see, I'm mad at myself, or you didn't cover something big, or why aren't we covering this? So I'll bitch at them, or I'll bitch at myself. I dropped the ball today, barely mentioning this. We can't drop the ball on this. We have to expose what's happening. Even Breitbart's reporting they're letting Syrian refugees come into the U.S. illegally out of Mexico. So that's gone from being a conspiracy theory to confirmed. Back to the live transmission. Great job, guys. Anything you want to say, Anthony Gucciardi, the viewers?
Well, I think it's really simple. Things are so insane that we forget the realistic grasp of where we are. I mean, when we have ISIS saying they're going to kill millions of people or hundreds of millions of people in a religious cleansing, that sounds so insane you don't even process it in your brain.
Well, the government won't fight them.
Well, most
it makes no sense. Have to fight them.
Well, more bad.
And months ago, they made fun of me for going into an offer Mexico to look for these bases the Judicial Watch reported on. The FBI even came out and said that that's a credible source of information, that that's very possible. They don't have the jurisdiction to go into Mexico and actually look, so they were counting on someone like me who could go in freely and look around and give them some intel. They're not even going to do it. And everyone's coming out saying it's possible, that you can come across the border, it's wide open. But you have the Democrats saying, oh, the border's fine, let everybody across. No, there is a serious problem.
They're arresting people in Germany to criticize it.
Yeah, and now you've got Facebook, you've got Zuckerberg, Merkel all sitting there saying, hey, yeah, we're going to start monitoring Facebook to make sure that people aren't saying anything that could be seen as racist against these migrants coming across because, you know, we don't need that. That's ridiculous.
Political correctness is not a suicide pact. Go ahead.
People don't believe this because in their daily lives, nothing is being directly impacting them. So it's a cognitive dissonance of sorts. Like, we're here freaking out about this because we look at the news and read it. International Business Times. We have more International Business Times, CNN over there. All this stuff is real and being reported on, and we're actually looking at it, reading it. The average person isn't, so they're not freaking out. And they see people freaking out, and they just don't get it because it's pure cognitive dissonance. And, I mean, it literally says in there, ISIS has more capabilities than we think. This guy, this Western journalist,
Saudi Arabia's got nukes and may be giving it to him. Saudi Arabia's going crazy right now.
I mean, there's a million things. Meanwhile, on the Pakistan-India border, there's troops that are ready to nuke each other any time. It could happen in 5 seconds. The South Korean-North Korean border, they're already firing missiles across. North Korea fired missiles towards South Korea. At any time, there could be an explosion, but people don't even think about it.
All right, you're going to break. I'm going to come finish up. Keep it up, guys. Great job.
All right.
Anyways, I was just coming in here to point out that's big news.
We will be back with more craziness inside of the fourth hour of Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi with Joe Biggs, and we'll be back with what's coming up later on today in the nightly news and tomorrow on the show.
Extend your life with
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nathan Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourselves. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20- 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
This is the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, and we're here with Joe Biggs. We just talked about some pretty insane news, and Alex popped in while doing a live stream on his Facebook mentions, which he's on Facebook. You can follow him, follow myself as well on my page. And he has something called Facebook mentions, which is where you can live stream, and it's a really cool function. You should check it out. Anyway, so we were talking about ISIS and their plan to use nuclear weapons to religiously cleanse millions and millions of people. And Joe just mentioned a new story came out, and he wanted to highlight that. What's going on?
All right, so there's a new article out of Infowars.com by Mikhail Phelan. Obama gave over 1,500 terrorists asylum in U.S. documents reveal. Now, documents obtained by Judicial Watch reveal that the Obama administration gave as many as 1,519 terrorists asylum in the U.S. in 2014. Now, according to the government watchdog, the administration let that many people in. Before the Obama administration tweaked a federal law last year, these foreign nationals would have been banned from the country for supporting terrorist causes, Judicial Watch writes. But under the changes, the Security of Homeland Security has discretionary authority to waive certain grounds of that and to let people come in and stay and have asylum. So this fits in right with what we're talking about. The borders are open. Not only are the borders open, now we have the government allowing these terrorists to come in and gain asylum. And one of the things inside this book I'm reading by Jürgen Todenhofer, where he's talking about inside the IS, he says he thinks the greatest threat would be people who are already in the other countries, not the ones mainly in Syria and Iraq, but the ones who've already dispersed and are already in the U.S., in the EU, somewhere over that way, waiting, like a sleeper cell, just to wait no attack.
Right. It's an ideological sleeper cell. It's not like we know that they're affiliated with the group. It's an ideological change. Someone can join ISIS right now. Someone sitting right here could join ISIS, right? No, I decided I'm going to join ISIS. I'm going to go blow something up. So that, of course, is the biggest issue. And all of this, like we were talking about before when Alex kind of came in here and did his Facebook stream, this has reached a point of insanity where I believe our simple human brains can't understand it anymore. I mean, think about it. For thousands of years, not only have we not had the news hitting us with daily updates and the craziness of the world, we've really only had to focus on a small tribe, a tribe that has its own inner politics and infighting and kind of stupid stuff like that. But we've never had to think about, like, what's going on in Afghanistan? What's going on in Iraq? What's going on in the India-Pakistan border? What's going on in North South Korea? What's going on in Texas, Pennsylvania, Kansas, Oklahoma, just everywhere around the world? All the geolocations all converging onto one point. And there's so many different hot zones of all these things that we would have never been able to understand or know about before, that our human brain is thinking, gee, how do I possibly understand this? How do I understand ISIS taking nukes to kill hundreds of...
Well, most Americans are spoiled. You got to think. Most Americans' daily struggle in life is their coffee machine breaking or online or cyberbullying or, you know, someone fat-shaming or something like that. Or we've got petty things like this feminism stuff and all these other little things that we create so we can have something to bitch about and complain. Sorry, these people live every day in guerrilla warfare. And at the same time, they're getting their doctorates and becoming physicists and chemists and things like that while their homes are being bombed, while their families are being kidnapped, murdered, raped, beaten, tortured every day. People in America need to wake up and understand, guess what? There's a lot of bad things going on in this country, and you need to pull your head out of your butt, because your daily struggle of trying to get a coffee and come into work on time or your Volvo or your new set of rims on your car is BS. Who cares? There are people out there who have to fight every day, literally, and at the same time have to fight to wake up, to get to school, to get a degree, to do something. So when we go over and do stuff like that, we're not fighting, you know, people who have no idea what's going on in the world. They have to deal with this every day and get an education.
And you've seen it firsthand, very inspirational message. All our problems are relative. We really need to put it into perspective. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. Thanks for watching the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour of Overdrive. Paul Watson is going to host the show tomorrow, and he's got some really exciting stuff. He wasn't able to join us in this next segment, but check it out tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thanks so much for watching.
Texas Communications Radio Network.